Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wamoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Body and Soul, the album by Joe Boy. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Body and Soul by Joe Boy was released under Empower Africa Limited on 19 May 2023. It has 15 tracks, which represents 39 minutes of runtime. And there are 7 collaborations. And ooh, these collaborations! Yeah! Multiple producer placements. You will not be disappointed. Let's get into it. The song normally featuring Benson and Odumodu Black was my first taste of Body and Soul. And tell you what, it is smooth. It is catchy. I had no idea who Odumodu Black is, but I now know that he's a Nigerian artist that is well known in the drill scene. And it's just super interesting that they're all these stars out of Nigeria and Africa in general that I might never even know, but they have such a cult and fiercely loyal following. They rack up millions of streams every month on Spotify and other platforms, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, getting back to Joe Boy, I think this is easily one of the top songs on this album, and it's a great way just to get into it. The title track, Body and Soul, does not need an introduction. It is the title track after all, and it is one of his biggest songs from this year. And in typical Joe Boy fashion, you really get that Afro beats, that vibey, groovy Afro beats with a log drum. He did it on the song Sip Alcohol, which is also on Body and Soul, and it makes sense. Waterfall Strategy, a song from 2021 that is on an album in 2023. This totally makes sense because Sip Alcohol is easily the biggest Joe Boy song there is out there, besides the fact that he is on the Love Nwantiti remix, which blew people away. But Sip Alcohol is on, I think it's about 75 million streams on Spotify alone. Come on, man, come on. The song is ridiculously good, and it made sense that it had to be on this album. Other songs that you will know on Body and Soul are Duffel Bag, which again, another big track, but Joe Boy does big tracks only, and Konto, which he also released, I think, earlier this year, if I remember well. Or was it 2022? No, Konto is 2022. Duffel Bag is 2023. But anyway, yeah. So there are a few songs here that will easily come to mind, and you'll be familiar with them in the first place. So about 4 tracks in, I started noticing a pattern in the compositions. What would otherwise be the snare is actually more of a light rim or wood stick kind of sound. Pretty percussive and common in Afro beats, particularly that Alte sort of Afro R&B space. However, this is in Afro beats. I've just going back, I remember R2B's did that very thing, I think, on the Site 15 album, which was very interesting. And it's become a mainstay in Afro beats, but the way Joe Boy uses it is pretty particular. And in this case, together with the log drum on predominantly Afrobeats type sounds, he's really gone for something which is now more of his signature in the last, let's just say, couple of years, particularly after Sip Alcohol just blew up. But going back to Lose Ya, this song, guys, Watch out for this one. It's only a short 2-minute song, but I tip this one to be huge. Huge. It was pretty cool having an interlude on Body and Soul, which is featuring Oli Ekun, and it's pure Nigerian storytelling, and there's something just alluring about how it's done, and it took me back to the days of watching Nollywood in particular, and that type of storytelling, which is pretty cool. I don't think you come across too many such almost like skit type interludes on Afrobeats albums particularly, but in this case it fits, and it's a great addition to Body and Soul. And of course earlier I did mention that Love Nontiti, which is CK's song and Joboy features on the remix, is one of the biggest songs on Joboy's catalog. And here we are, they've teamed up again on Wetsin Be Love. Hey, whew. Okay, Joboy on Body and Soul ain't play games. This dude is not playing games with nobody, bro. Like, the CK Joboy combination is deadly, it's lethal, and it's beautiful. One of the highlights of Body and Soul is the song Chicken Spice and Curry, which features the legendary, the great, Ludacris, who's one of my favorite rappers, by the way. And his verse was beastly. What I hated about his verse is it's too short. Because the way he rides that Afrobeats number, bruh, like, this is Luda at his best. And it goes back to what I was saying a few episodes ago, that the respect that Afrobeats artists or African artists in general are now being afforded by the world is truly amazing, and it's a great thing just to see, because we haven't really had that for a long time. But now, because we are moving the needle in the Western world, they really come through, and when, you know, they show up for a verse or feature or whatever, collaboration, a duet, they really give it 100%, just like they would if it was one of their peers from their own industry. So this was really cool, and I hope to see more of it, honestly. And good choice by Joboy to get Ludacris on there, particularly with the title Chicken Spice and Curry, because one of his albums, Ludacris's albums is Chicken and Beer, and he actually has a restaurant out there in the States by that name, which is pretty cool. In the name of experimentation, I really thought there was a fair bit of experimentation just in the overall makeup of some of the songs. A good song to mention in that light is the song Better. That one, the beat, it's very light to the touch, but the instruments used there, like a tambourine is really predominant in there as one of the higher frequency type sounds, and it stands out. But the overall makeup is like, you know, it's a bit weird, Nyana, in a nice way, in a different way. And this is the same formula that Joboy applied on the smash hit Sip Alcohol, and I like that he decided to continue to, you know, tweak that sound, experiment a bit more, use unconventional sounds in that Afrobeats realm, just to continue crafting his own lane of whatever this is, particularly with, you know, the log drum edition. So that was an aspect about this album that I did like, because it means that he's not just trying to maybe make another 10 other Sip Alcohols. He's actually looking at it like, yo, I wanna create something different, not just a carbon copy of what I did just because it got me, you know, multiple millions of streams in the first place. Now, having said that, I really do think Body and Soul is a great body of work. It's got everything that you'd expect from Joboy, and a bit more that you wouldn't necessarily expect from Joe Boy as well. And that makes for good listening experiences. And particularly for someone like myself, I've always gravitated towards what Joe Boy does. I think vocally he's brilliant, he's mastered his lane and can step out of it and still do damage. That's fantastic. Out of the 15 songs, honestly, maybe for me, I could pick about 11, maybe 12 songs that I'm gonna say like, yo, these songs are fantastic, they're great. And of the, let's just say 12 songs, I could pick maybe about 8, which any of them could be a smash hit, any of them. And that is including the other songs that are already smash hits, like Sip Alcohol, you know, Duffel Bag, Body and Soul, and them, you know. It's impressive, honestly. And as a makeup for an album, I also didn't expect him to drop 15 songs. However, when I look at it, this guy does not disappoint. That's not one of the things that he does. And from an album perspective, I genuinely believe he's one of the best album artists on the continent, without a doubt. So after the Love and Light EP in 2019, and then his debut album Somewhere Between Beauty and Magic in 2021, which was fantastic, and then now Body and Soul in 2023, I think there's no sophomore curse here. This guy makes fire music, and from an album standpoint, he makes fire albums. I stand by my word. Anyway, so how do I rate this one? This is a really good album. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. I think it's pretty good, and he's continuously finding his bag. He's continuously finding his sound, which in the last 2 years has been something pretty consistent. Now that he's here and we know what he's all about, I think it's just about growing his star, continuing to do powerful collaborations with other artists, and who knows, maybe next time when he does another album, it's gonna be a 10 out of 10, perhaps. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.